Texte numéro 32. Do people in blue zones actually live longer? The concept is simple. There are special regions around the world called blue zones, where people regularly remain vibrant and active into their 90s and 100s, thanks to a simple set of behaviours that anyone can follow. It's sensible enough to sound convincing and ambiguous enough to support a health and longevity empire. In the 20 years since Blue Zones were first introduced, the Blue Zones brand, now trademark, has spawned 8 books, a Netflix series, product partnerships and a multi-million dollar program. The term Blue Zone was first used in 2004 in an article published in an academic journal about centenarians in Sardinia, Italy. In the paper, the researchers used the colour blue to shade portions of a map of the island, denoting where people had exceptional longevity. The idea gained momentum the following year when National Geographic reporter Dan Buettner used the phrase in a feature story highlighting 3 regions, Okinawa, Japan, Loma Linda, California, and Sardinia, where research had found people lived longer and more healthily than average. In the article, Mr. Buettner attributed the longevity and vitality of the region's citizens to their healthy behaviours. People from these places were more likely to eat a nutritious diet with lots of fruits and vegetables, get plenty of physical activity, prioritise family and community and not smoke cigarettes. Drinking in moderation, not eating too much, managing stress, having a purpose in life, dedication to religion and good genes were other factors mentioned. The controversy started in 2019 with an academic study, which was updated this year, claiming that areas with high numbers of centenarians and supercentenarians, people 110 and older, have something else in common, faulty record keeping. In other words, most people are living past 100 only on paper, not in reality. The study, conducted by Saul Newman of the Centre for Longitudinal Studies at University College London, analysed databases of centenarians and supercentenarians from the United States, France, England, Italy and Japan. I found that they all came from poor areas that generally had some of the worst life expectancies of their countries, Dr. Newman said. Every indication was that these high densities of supercentenarians were just down to poverty and fraud. Dr. Newman said that low literacy rates and poor record keeping resulted in an absence of birth certificates around the beginning of the 20th century. Consequently, many older people may not know how old they are, and without legitimate paperwork, their ages are virtually impossible to verify. In other instances, an older relative may have died, but no one registered the death, so it looks like the person keeps getting older, and the family keeps receiving their pension check. Adapted from New York Times, October 2024.